Burt Show.
I haven't been on Instagram early enough yet today to see if people have been sharing their pictures of the northern lights that were supposed to be visible in Georgia last night.
I know nothing about
that. No? People were sending me because I tried seeing the northern lights last year and went to Finland and got that. I just spent a stupid amount of money to see the northern lights. Never had a shot of seeing them. And the same week that I was in Finland, how exotic to see the northern lights. They were visible for like the first time in a decade in Georgia. All I had to do was walk out of my house, right? So I was starting to get these messages yesterday saying, get out there early. And I'm like, I'm going to be up at 4 a.m. I'll see these things. So I went out, just started taking pictures because a lot of people said that you can't really see them with the naked eye a lot. But when you take a picture with your iPhone, then you look at it, then you can see the northern lights. And to me, that's not the experience of northern lights.
No.
Man. You should be able to see them overhead. So I went outside and I started taking pictures this morning, looking at them. Nope. Nothing.
Well, I had heard that the smoke from the fires in Canada were going to prevent a lot of us from seeing it.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I didn't even know there were fires in Canada. I talked to my parents over vacation there in North Carolina, and they're telling like old people to stay inside because of the air quality.
Well, I think this administration is making sure those fires don't come into America. the smoke stays right at the border. All right, so I averted an emergency the day of my kids' high school graduation, but man, was I scared. Okay, let me ask you guys what you would have done. So I'm driving to Hollis's graduation, and I'm on time. You know, I'm not in a rush, but I'm not going to be there, you know, super early or late. I'm going to be there just about right on time, right? So I'm driving through my neighborhood with Amanda, and as I take one left turn, again, this is my kid's high school graduation. A dog runs out in the middle of the road from somebody's house. Looked like a little cocker spaniel type deal. Runs out. I pull to the left as hard as I can, and I must have missed this dog by 2 feet.
Oh, wow.
2 feet, right?
I bet your heart was pounding.
Oh, my gosh. Amanda's screaming, and I'm, like, startled by it. I'm shaking. But, again, I got a place to be in, like, 10 minutes, man. So there's really not a lot of time to contemplate life at this point. I got to get to high school graduation. But your mind starts defaulting to worst-case scenario. So Amanda and I started getting this dialogue on the way to graduation. Like, if I hit that dog and something bad happened to the dog, could be lying in the middle of the road, there goes his life, right? Or it's just in really bad shape, yelping or whatever. But I got to be at my kid's high school graduation. What do you guys do?
Well, I know what I would have done in that instant. I mean, the fact that it was you and Amanda in the car, Amanda drops you off at the graduation and she takes the dog to the vet. Like, it sucks that she's going to miss it, but that's what you're going to have to do.
Okay.
What would I have done?
Keep thinking about it. Okay, we hadn't even thought about that scenario. Yeah. Let's say Amanda's not there.
So having, you know, remembering graduation, it's going to suck missing him walking in with this class, but you rush to a vet. You literally drop the dog off at your closest vet, which you should know because you have a dog. So you know like the closest facility. You literally run and drop the dog off, and then you leave and you go to your son's graduation.
I probably would have called 411, to be honest, and figured out exactly who I needed to get in contact with in order to come help and assist in the situation. And once they got there, that would have been hopefully my cue to be able to keep going and we get to the graduation.
Would have been too late at that point. You call 911 or whatever, waiting for assistance, you're going to miss that graduation.
They get there pretty quick.
Yeah. I would imagine. Like, how long is it going to take?
If it's 5-10 minutes, man, I'm going to miss that kid, perhaps walking across that stage.
Well, in that case,
You done told us it's a mass. We know it's going to take a long time.
I probably would take the risk of missing it. I don't think I would. My conscience wouldn't allow me to just keep pushing like nothing happened.
Yeah, I couldn't sit there knowing that I'd left like a whimpering dog on the side of the road because my kid was going to walk across a graduation stage. Like, don't get me wrong, graduation's a big deal, but it's more about the accomplishment and the celebration of it all. That's a big deal towards the end. Like, even though it would suck to miss him walking, like, you still got college that you can see him. So for me, like, I wouldn't be be able to leave that dog on the side of the road knowing that I was the one that hit it.
Well, man, am I going to sound like a huge D-bag? Because I'm not missing that graduation no matter what. So if I hit this dog, my thought was, I'm getting out, obviously, knocking on the neighbor's door where I saw come out of. And if they're not around, then going to another neighbor and saying, can you please help out here? I can't do anything for the next hour, hour and a half. And then I'm going to graduation.
I don't think that makes you a D-bag.
Okay.
You're still getting help. Now, if you just would have drove off and flipped him the bird, well, that's a different story.
That's a problem.
The Burt Show.